You are listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
I could go for a cheese sandwich.
Stories Podcast.
Opening.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast.
What? Oh, you finally decided to show up.
All right. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100 Word Story all by itself. But it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? This time, I picked the topic, and the topic was one. We got a bunch of stories in. Yay, lots and lots of stories. Well, let's find out who won last week so that we know who goes first. And that's Ellison of Blogged Ellison. Yay! You can find out more about Ellison at ellison1. One, get it, .blogspot.com. Oh yeah, I guess I should say something about this particular podcast. I started podcasting May 31st, 2005, which makes this third anniversary. Isn't that right? 3 years. Wow. I've been doing a story a day for 3 years. No wonder why I'm freaking nuts. Oh, never mind. So congratulations, Ellison, and let's go ahead and play your story.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to the 111th Weekly Challenge at the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme of this week's challenge is One, and my story is entitled One.
It's a simple concept, really. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is unique. Other cultures had their pantheons, packed with gods of every description, all of them loosely modeled on humans, and replete with the whole laundry list of human frailties, envy, jealousy, hatred, lust, greed, you name it, so complicated and so wrong. All things being equal, the simplest solution tends to be the best one. William of Ockham said that. My idea, of course. Everything's my idea at the end of the day. One God. That's me. What could be simpler?
This has been another 100 Word Story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. And it's good to know that for the third anniversary, God shows up. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link. If you didn't send me something to link, well, I may have looked it up, I may not have. I mean, I just, you know, I get a little crazy sometimes. All right, well, hey, we've got ourselves a rookie this week. We actually have a rookie, and it's Artemis X. Simon, or Simon, or some funky spelling of it, but I like to call him Artemis X, and he's of secondeffects.com. particle. What?
You sure you like that site? Yeah, we got some cool tips off of that.
Yeah, Nardo's being loud again. He decided to hang out in the room. All the birds are tweeting outside, and he's wanting me to let him out so he can catch a few of them. Yeah, you are such a jerk. Well, let's go ahead and fire up Artemis's story here.
Left by Arminax. It wasn't my fault. It was his. He didn't mention me, even though I deserved credit. Maybe all the credit. Oh, those years together, working day and night, a team like no other, we made the impossible real and the possible incomparable. I could ask for no better. Until last night. The speech began, as I expected, telling the tale of the magic we created, but ended without mentioning me, not even once. I had no choice. He deserved it. And now, I am the only one left. They are coming for me now. I'd better reload.
Thank you, Arnimax. Arnimax. I'm going to get that right. See, I got Leanna's name right. I got Adama Zabaleta's name right. I'm going to get everybody's name right. Even Steven the Nuclear Man has to be with a V. So it takes practice, but I'll get there. And you can check out more from Arnimax at secondeffects.com. All right. Now we're heading over to the veterans. Now, the veterans that, you know, come back. Sometimes some people take breaks. Sometimes they come back. Like, Nardo came back after a few weeks of, you know, he was asleep at this time. You are such a jerk. Yes, you are. You didn't want to show up. You didn't want to say hi to everybody. Yeah. Now you're just being a noisy butt. Yeah. Well, I'm going to fire off the veterans here, and the first one up is Steven the Nuclear Man. And you can check out his stuff at, I think, ideatrash.blogspot.com, but he asked for me to link something else. But here is Steven.
You scream over the echoes of the bomb. Call 911. Two rescue breaths, just like in the book. Move down. Find the xiphoid, ignore the twisted shape of his ribs, and push, push. Ignore that this kid had shoved in front of you. Ignore his shrapnel and his burned flesh on your hands. Push, push. Move back up, head tilt, chin thrust. He's young, no lines on his face. Then the sirens and wounded wail in chorus. Remember, breathe, breathe. Fingers on his neck, feel for a pulse. Feel for breath on your cheek. Come on, any pulse. Just a little heartbeat. Just one. You can find classes in your area for CPR at www.americanheart.org/CPR.
Cool. Thank you, Steven the Nuclear Man. You can check out more of his stuff from ideatrash.blogspot.com, but he has a different link up there in the show notes today. Kind of an interesting one. Fits with the theme.
Meow, what do you... You... What do you see outside? Do you want me to let you outside? Nardo wants me to pick him up. No, he doesn't. I'm just gonna... What? Yeah, you think you're being strangled. Big ol' huggy buggy. What's a huggy buggy? Pick him up and give him big... Oh, now he wants to eat my hand.
I'm going to let him outside in a bit. Next up is Guy David from GuyDavid.com. If you haven't updated all of your feeds, you can just subscribe to the one true Guy David Night Guy theme. And it's linked in the previous weekly challenge. I'm going to try to get it linked in this weekly challenge. And he provides the music for the beginning and the end of the podcast, as well as for his own stories, and they're very cool. So here we go with Guy David.
Hi, Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy from The Night Guy, where the cat is always out of the bag. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. Now, since I rarely win the weekly challenge, and my topics don't get selected, I thought I would combine my suggested topic with the topic of this week. So, let's see. My suggested topic was new religion, and the topic of this week is one. Let's see what I can do with those two.
The book said so. It was the book of truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Meanwhile, they built glorious temples to its name, contrived elaborate ceremonies, and sacrificed the firstborn of anyone who dared to defy the ways of the one. Still, it didn't come. They waited. 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 He didn't. After 4,000 years of waiting, they started a new religion.
Cool. Maybe you're going to win this week with that one, man. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from him at guydavid.com. The links are in the show notes. And by the way, I was thinking about doing one week where it would just be, I would post up everybody's topic that they put in, and then you would pick which one you wanted to do. Just kind of a free-for-all or a mishmash. And then you'd say who's you were doing it. You would try to write in their style. So, I don't know. We've been doing this for how long? Quite a while. Just try to mix it up. Have a little fun. Painting a picture. Solving the fruit. Oh, wait. That's a different podcast. Alrighty. Who's up next? Hotspur O'Toole from Hibernia on the Skids. Now, wait, did he record this one? I can't tell. Hold on. I don't think he recorded this one. I guess I'm going to have to read this one. Oh, that's going to be fun. No? Wait? And no. Okay, I get stuck doing this one. Here we go. I love dancing with you. Your eyes light up as we glide gracefully around. I love dancing with you. Your loving smile is the envy of every guy in the room. Those bums. I love dancing with you. For one brief moment, the loneliness seems to go away. I love dancing with you. We make a wonderful couple, don't we? I love dancing with you. Sure, I'm a broken-down, drunken ballplayer with one leg, and you're a dime-a-dance girl I pay to dance with. And maybe it's your job to be so friendly, but I love dancing with you. Thank you, Hotspur O'Toole of Hibernia on the Skids at hiberniaskids.blogspot.com. The link's in the show notes. I just keep mentioning these links. And then, like, you know, it's not like you're sitting in front of a computer right now. And if you are sitting in front of a computer right now, it's a beautiful day outside. Grab your iPod, sync up, and go outside. And then listen to this. Next up is Femme Blue. You may have known her under another name. The someone that got murdered, apparently. No, we're not going to go into that. So let's fire up things. Let's pretend like she's someone. Wow, it's FemBlue. I should have had you at the beginning of the show as a rookie. How could I possibly overlook that fact? Well, let's bring up your story here for everyone to enjoy.
One, I was pure fascinated when they told me in high school that computers are binary. Remember the time that Boris Spassky took on Big Blue, man versus IBM supercomputer, playing a game of chess? Man won! What is binary? You either have a zero or a one. It's either black or white, yes or no. What about maybe? What about shades of gray? Maybe is possibility. When I get lonely, I feel like a zero. When happy, I feel like one. With my companions, 0.5, 0.3, 0.8, the in-betweens. IBM lost the chess match because it couldn't do maybe.
Cool. I like those gray area, black and white, gray kind of in-between kind of stories. That was neat. Thank you, FemBlue. Not going to say who you really are. Next up is Mike. And I don't think Mike sent in a story either. If he did, it probably... No, he didn't. So let's go ahead and read out his story. Standing on the gallows, Zeke renewed his decision to decline the hood. Yeah, good call. He wanted to see it all, the warden's last glance at the direct line to the governor's office at 5 seconds before midnight. Then, his nod to the executioner. That officer tightening his grip on the lever. His knuckles, turning white as he pulls it. Then the upward leap of the opposite wall. He heard you went from drop to stop in about a second. Guess we'll see. The clock's second hand swept past the 10. Game time. Glance, nod, grip, pull, and one Mississippi. Cool. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for making me read that one. Yeah, it's a microphone. A microphone, just a little microphone. And if you're afraid of people recognizing your voice because, like, you're really Mike Douglas or, you know, Mike Tyson, just have a kid. You know, go up to McDonald's. Hey, here, kid, talk into this thing and read this out. Because you know nothing's better than a kid reading a story about a person about to be hung. Next up is Eva Moon. She has returned from the glorious tour of the Northwest, the forests. You know, I was watching X-Men. They're cutting down the trees there up in the Northwest. Pretty cool, man. Big machines, and you thought it was just lumberjacks out there. You can find out all of Eva Moon's good stuff. And is the new album out yet? Is it out? Is it out? Is it ready? Well, I guess we'll find out if we go to evamoon.net. And while you're all watching, while you're all looking, while you're all waiting impatiently, how about listening to her story?
This is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is one.
That's one.
Peering over her boss's shoulder, Alma saw the blue screen of his new laptop. Crashed. Bummer. She returned to her desk. Like the laptop, it was her first day on the job. A moment later,
that's two.
She could hear the jab of angry fingers. She winced in sympathy and continued working.
That's three.
She jumped at the sound of breaking glass. When she looked through the door, she was aghast. Her new boss stood by a shattered window. My God, she exclaimed. That's insane. It's 35 stories down. You might have killed someone. He turned, glaring.
That's one.
Actually, I would probably be down there on the street trying to catch the laptop at this point. I really want a dual SLI laptop. Have you priced those things out? Oh my God. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to beat somebody up and steal one. As if they have security measures. Thank you, Eva Moon. You can check out more from Eva Moon at evamoon.net. Don't forget the .net. Next up is Anima Sabaleta. See? I got the name right. And I'm going to keep getting it right. I'm never going to forget. It's amazing what shock therapy will do for you. I mean, you know. Okay. Enough silliness. Well, okay, here's more silliness with Anima.
Happy third anniversary, 100-word challengers. Anima here, recording from the top of the world, with a submission for 111 ones. One, and one, and one more. Not much more, or much less. Is it three? The relationship. A man, and a woman, and an ex? Candles burning on a cake? Or the number of legs on your old dog? Or maybe it's the number 111. Episodes in a podcast, or iron bars penning up the guilty. Maybe it's hashes on the calendar, counting days to vacation. It certainly means something to your computer, but that's only half the message. As I see it, there is only one standing alone, reflected between funhouse mirrors ad infinitum. There is only the one.
Cool. I'd rate that about, well, not a one, but thank you, Anima. You can check out more from Anima at, well, directly from her. Just go in and I am Anima Zabaleta, because she didn't give me a link to post up. It's all about shameless self-promotion, people. Shameless pugs. And you need to submit links or whatever, even if it's a random link, like, say, the American Heart Association. Now, I don't know anyone who would do such a thing, but, all right. Next up, we have Tom from Footnote, which every week I keep saying, where's Footnote? And it's like, and he's twirling his mustache, and I've got it in my basement, and I'm not letting it out. Like that dude from Austria. Oh, God, that was weird. And then he says, at least I didn't kill them. And it's like, okay, you need to go. So here's Tom from Footnote, and you know what? He's probably recording episodes and not sharing them. I mean, you can't do like three or four episodes a week and then like not, all of a sudden not. There's something up. I think he's in the witness protection program. I really do. Either that, or he's protecting a witness in the witness protection program. Or he witnessed a witness in the protection program and he's protecting them. Or something like that. Well, anyway, here's Tom.
Hello, night people. Tonight's story is called One. He spun the chamber, but only once. The muzzle rested against his temple. Slowly, slowly, the pressure from his finger transferred to the trigger. 1 in 6, he thought. Good odds. A reasonable level of risk. That silly song from Chorus Line was playing in the background. Yeah, she's the one, he said. Say hello to my little friend, she said. You're the one that I want. There can only be one. One is the loneliest number. One enchanted Eve, blam! He slid to the floor. One fine day, I'm going to, blam! She slid to the floor. Fucking zombies.
What's the deal with the zombies, man? Okay, folks, someone actually used the line, one is the loneliest number. Okay. I actually did a story, I think, with one is the loneliest number. And if you look in the archives, I think you'll find it. I mean, it's not like there's any other stories in the archives. Only, like, you know, including the weekly challenges. Tom knows the exact he knows the numbers of everything. I think it's around 2,400. So, that's a lot. That's a lot. So, if you ever get bored, or if you're ever, like, locked up in prison and need a whole bunch of stories to drive you further down, you know, across the brink, check the archives. You can check out more from Tom at footnote.libsyn.com, but it's all old stuff, but it's timeless. In the business, we call that evergreen. Next up to bat is Almo Schulman. There should be a show called that. Almo Schulman. And then, like, you know, tuba playing or something. And then he's like there rolling his eyes, you know, all the stuff. Okay. By the way, he sent this one in AUP format. So I was like, it's in AUP format. What the heck? And then he sent it in MP3. So it's MP3 format. And play it on your system. I need to play these when I get them to make sure that they work. I need to check the messages. All right. So it's kind of a running joke. Every week, it's like, yeah, if you have any questions, just, you know, write me. It's like, I don't check the messages. I just put them in a folder and I let them wait until I play them Saturday mornings. You know that. I'm bad about that. So you just hit me up in IMs. Is full of crap at Skype, at AOL, at MSN, at Gmail, at Yahoo. Or if there's like an IM system that I don't know about, let me know about that. And, you know, great. Another freaking Web 2.0 application. Even direct message on Twitter. I mean, it's not like I ever use that. So here we go with Almo Schulman.
One by Almo Schulman. The red LED shows 5. Johnson looks at the wires. 1 red, 1 white. Sweat forms on his forehead. 4. A drop of sweat falls from the end of his nose. He glances at the schematic. 3. No good. He can't make sense of it. The writing might be Chinese. 2. He closes his eyes. He trusts his intuition. He selects red. 1. He pushes the power button on the new plasma TV. Nothing.
Cool. Thank you, Almo Schulman. No L. I used to work with this guy, Dave Schulman. But, you know, with the L in there. But Schulman. I'm going to get it right. Just like I eventually got Anima Zabaleta right. And Arnimax. And Leiana. Leiana's not here this week. She's probably out belly dancing and doing all sorts of cool stuff. And that's okay. If people get busy, they don't have time for this, they don't think of something on the topic, that's all right. There are times when I can't think of anything for a topic. In fact, for 111 weeks straight, I haven't thought of anything for any of these topics. That's why I have to rely on this Planet Z guy to fill in for me, okay? So there you go. Little food for thought. Or food for stuffing in face. Or food for your date wearing so that you can eat it off of their back. Whatever. The butt buffet. Great, now that quote's going to come back and haunt me. Somebody's going to make their freaking topic. Next up is Thomas Merkel, and he calls this one The Dragon's Jaw. Oh, goody, it's going to be about dentistry.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkel with my story for Weekly Challenge 111. 1. I'd like to say happy anniversary, Lawrence. I've only been a listener for just about 6 months, but I do appreciate the venue. It gives me an opportunity to write stories such as this one, called The Dragon's Jaw. We were embedded, all 10 of us, moving cautiously 3 miles along the Sangma to the Hamrong Bridge, or roughly translated, the Dragon's Jaw. Go destroy it. We knew it wouldn't be easy. Ted and Jimmy bought it stepping on mines. Boomer, Matt, and Pyle were picked off by a sniper before we got them. Suddenly we came under heavy fire. Sarge cashed in first. Then Eddie and Bruce, cut down by the VC. Joe and I were pinned down when a piece of shrapnel took Joe, leaving only one left, me. I'll go out guns blazing. Semper Fi.
Yeah, that's the spirit. Semper Fi. In fact, let me just look it up right now. Semper.fi. And... There's a baby, and there's bread. Apparently in Finland, they think the Marines have to do with baby clothes and bread. I'm not too sure what the deal is. Linki Kuva Pankin. As you can tell, I'm not fluent in Finnish. No, really, go to semper.fi. It's... I'm going to get two Marines beating the crap out of me. Thank you, Thomas Merkel, and it's a delight to host folks. Whether you've been listening for all 3 years, or you've just started, or you've never listened at all, it's great to have everyone here. I mean, some people are like Woody Allen. They direct the thing, and then they never see it again, which is why you never get director's notes on his movies. Or he may wait until, you know, he starts losing a ton of money on them, and then it's like, okay, I'm going to shamelessly horror my movies by releasing director's notes after I forget everything. You know what's really funny? The director's track, I think for Blazing Saddles, is just Mel Brooks being goofy for about 50 minutes. Not really synced with the... It's like an interview. And he's not in track with it. So it's, I love that one. I gotta watch that one again. Harvey Korman, man. Harvey Korman. Ah. That guy was a freaking genius, man. Well, we've got a few more here before I go down memory lane and trip over a fire hydrant. Next up is Sojant Harup from SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. The link's up in the show notes in case you can't, you know. Here's Sojant.
Hello, this is Sojant Harup, and I have returned for weekly challenge number 111, the topic of which is one. I sense a trend here. Anyway, here is my story, and I guess I will entitle it I Want One. I want one, said Eno.
One what?
Asked his only brother Neo. I want one of them there Jimmy Buffett CDs. That one right over yonder.
That one's mighty expensive. You're gonna need to get yourself a job to pay for it.
I already got me one. Why you think I've been looking like a darn zombie fur?
Oh yeah, y'all got a job at one of them cereal factories.
Yeah, it's a killing me, just sitting in one chair all day long. But it's taboo to get up till that there whistle blows at 1 o'clock.
He hit all the freaking topics of the past few weeks. Sweet! You're turning into Tom! Thank you, Sojant. You can check out more from Sojant at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Yeah. Harup. I'm going to get everybody's name right 1 week. I'm going to do it. I think I got Eva Moon, not Eva Moon. So I'm give me about 500 more of these and I'll get there. Last up is Justin the Space Turtle. You probably heard that song Space Llama, and I'm going to admit it's really annoying. I mean, the Space Llama itself is cool, but the song to thank goodness for Puff, the default avatar. When Rich records that, I'm definitely gonna tag it on the end of this. I don't normally include music on these things, but
if anyone has any music that they want to include on these, you know, other than say, you know, you've got K-Click, who's put his music in his story. Eva Moon has put her music in these stories, and Rich did his. And, you know, if you want to do that, and if Phil were to ever bother to write a story, you know, it's one thing to beat me at Pickle Tales. And, yeah, I still remember a year and a half ago, Pickle Tales 2 will come out, and we will all bind together and bring you down, Phil. Okay. Enough revenge fantasies. Let's get on with Justin of the Space Turtle.
Justin Lemaster here from the Space Turtle at thebeendom.com/Space Turtle. I'm here today with my friend Instant Messaging Me, so you can hear it in the background. I'm here today with my 100-word story. And as you'll see, it's not really a story, but... For the first time on Tuesday, my first and only wife gave birth to our one and only child. This will probably be the one and only time I write shameless father bragging on the 100 Word Stories podcast, full of the cutest baby you have ever seen. How cute is she? Think of the cutest baby girl you've seen, and imagine how cute she is. Add about 55 times that amount of cuteness, and you will know how cute she is. This isn't even really a story, but it has a cute baby in it, so who cares?
Congratulations, Justin. That's awesome news. That's great. Okay, we're going to find out what the baby's name is right now. We're going to find out. Okay, we go to the link. Where's the link? Okay, Space Turtle. So it's thebeendon.com/Space Turtle. We're going to find out the name here. The light's dim, take into account... Medical Spark, the signed up Space Turtle for so. Where's the news on the baby? Lights dim when zombies showed up. Many argues came. Come on, man. Where's the news for the baby? Okay, about Space Turtle and the baby. Okay, Space Turtle got its name. Terry Pratchett's disc. Come on, man. You got to share more. Oh wait, babies cost dollars. Okay, you can go to thebeendom.com/Space Turtle, and you'll look see a chip-in on the side. And you know what? I'm going to drop in $5. And here we go. This is live on the air. Five? I always throw in five. You know, it's based on the Ren and Stimpy thing. You know, here's $5. So here we go. Lawrence at is full of crap. Type in the password, which I'm not going to read out loud. Isn't this exciting, people? And there you go. That'll pay for like, okay, maybe a box of diapers or something. I don't know. But hit up the chip in there and throw a little in there. And I'm going to go ahead and back away here. And, sure enough, finishing things off with Planet Z.
Welcome to Master Z Theater. Today's story is called Time Flies. Late last night, Monsignor Radcliffe sat in his study, reading Plato. The clock began its chimes. Midnight. He checked his watch. Sure enough, the clock was running fast by a few seconds. Radcliffe stood from his chair, walked to the mantelpiece, and picked up the clock. The window shattered as he tossed the noisy clock out into the street. The old priest was shocked to hear a scream. He looked. It had hit a streetwalker and killed her. Radcliffe sighed. The clock was worse than he'd thought. In a matter of seconds, it went from striking 12 to striking 1.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about wine. Thanks to everyone who participated this week and every week. Whether you're able to get a story in this week or next week or last week or whenever, you're part of a podcast that has been going for 3 years. Just think about it. Just think of how many podcasts have started up and faded in that time, and this one that just refuses to die. No. Oh, by the way, good luck in the voting. The voting, that takes place on the website, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week. And you know what? I'm going to come up with a design for the new refrigerator magnets, and we're going to start that back up again. That's right. Second series of magnets. Then people are going to be like trading them, selling them on eBay for less than they're worth. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One-click subscribe in iTunes, Podcast Ready, other podcatchers, and I've added links to let you shamelessly whore each of these stories on StumbleUpon, so it's convenient. How's that? And it's not because I saw, like, hundreds of hits coming in from StumbleUpon. No. No. It's giving the people what they want. Music for the opening and closing of this podcast were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. They're beautiful. Also, I could use like a kind of a weird beat kind of. You got any weird beat kind of? I'm going to mine the 16th for tracks. I'm just going to steal them. I'm just going to do story spacing because I've got them all on the iPod. I've got them all downloaded. And I've been listening to them here and there. And just, you know, marking out which tracks are like... And he's got a recurring theme of that... I've heard it in every one of his. So. Well, even though we've got 3 years under our belts here, there's going to be the usual stuff tomorrow. And then, on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit, since Ellison won the... voting for last week, he's going to get to choose. Thank you once again for listening. This podcast, I don't know how to track the listeners fairly. I mean, there have been some Russian and Chinese song stealing engines that have accidentally stumbled upon this place and jacked the stats up to like 1,000 per some episodes, and then there are like other times when, who knows, it's like 100 or 200 or 300 or whatever. I'm just going to keep doing this, and folks are going to keep doing this, and if we stick with it, if more folks jump in, fine. If not, they jump out, jump in, jump out, like the Hokey Pokey, the Hokey Podcast. I don't throw things to like Shameless Plugcast and all that stuff, because it's like, hey, let others do it, you know? And if folks ask me for that stuff, I'll send it to them. And if not, you know, I don't. You know, life goes on. You know, what's the point? So later today, there's going to be the whatever celebration, commemoration, commiseration over at the Lonely Yak on Blacksley on Second Life tonight after Grace and Frog and J-Cat do their stuff in Heron Island. That's why I'm doing it at 8, well, 8 Pacific. Texas time is when Grace is. So thanks to everyone who's been a part of this. I wish I could name you all, but I can't remember half of you. And the other half, let's just take y'all for granted. Okay, maybe not. Thank you once again for being a part of this. And as he approaches 45 minutes of recording time, keep it brief. Closing. Okay, so Caleb wasn't in this one and he wasn't in the last one. He's been having a rough month of it. Lost his job because of, well, he'll tell the story. And he lost Francesca this past weekend. And I know the feeling of the ghosts and, If there's anything we can do, Caleb, just ask. I don't know if we can do it, but we better damn well try. And on a side note, dude, Cleveland is dying. There are going to be all sorts of news stories pretending that Houston is the number one town in this country that's growing and jobs and all that. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but that and Austin and a few other cities, there is not where to be. And if you need help with that, drop us a line.